Hello and welcome back to The Reveal. I'm so glad you could be with me right now. I wanted to talk to you for a moment about how to study the Bible. Now, this isn't some trick way or as I've even gone against. It's not a way for me to tell you the secret and you do me and the way I tell you. And then it's not about me, okay? This is testimonial, if anything. It's about a book, of all the books in the world, a book from God that is spoken in a certain language. And I'm not talking about Aramaic. I'm not talking about Hebrew or English. It's in the language of God. Have you ever read it, parts of it, heard parts of it, heard other people read it, and thought to yourself, why is it so poetic? Why is it not just come right out and go, bleh? Here's what I mean. Has that ever gone through your mind? Does mine many times. But let me help you a little bit to understand. When you read through the scriptures and you read them, it's done intentionally to be able to make it a wellspring of information for those who are willing to accept it. And also, it's made to not be read and heard by those who are really not trying to hear it. Did not the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were masters of the scriptures. They had the lawyers of the time, which it was all based on the scriptural law, of the law of Moses and of God's law. They were all spectacular at being able to recall the scriptures, but they didn't understand them. They were great men of the words, but not at all of the word. When you're reading the Bible, you have to read the word and not merely the words. Listen to what God is trying to tell you, not just read over it and assume. Or worst of all, what's that phrase? Lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It did say all, didn't it? Not just part. Not just when it's convenient. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. He doesn't do this with a deal made that as long as you're kind of looking his way or paying attention a little bit, then he'll do it. You have to be like a hungry calf or baby that's just adamant about receiving nourishment and is completely and utterly focused. Let me share something else with you. You know the scripture left and right. Isaiah 55:8. What does it say? You've heard it probably hundreds of times. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And I'll even take it to verse 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, you see, if that's true, and of course it is, then that means that what? God's way is pretty much going to be guaranteed to be 180 degrees from the direction of the way our ways are and our thoughts are and our way of thinking is. When you hear people talk about salvation, and we're going to cover that in another audio session, but when it comes to being saved, how can you be saved if you haven't been lost? This is a fact. The other one is, how can you ever accept anything when you're so busy with what's inside you? How can I hear someone's instructions if I already have an opinion as to how things are done? That's what so many people do. They go through the scriptures trying to find what will confirm their own ideas, their own assumptions, their own wants and evil desires, if I may put it so bold. You can't do it. The only way for you to accept something is to give up the way you think, isn't it? In fact, the Pharisees and Sadducees approach Christ and say, Rabbi, which was condescending as can be, why are you here with all of these sinners? The lowlifes, the dregs of society. And what did he say? For surely they shall enter the gates of they shall enter heaven before you do. I'm going to paraphrase here just a moment, but for they don't know the truth, but when they hear it, they accept it in full and drink it up. Whereas where you will not give up your lie in order to accept the truth. Very strong message there. And that's what so many people are so guilty of today. When you read the scriptures, don't try making it meet something that you want or having an assumption. There's all of that's out. Pray and give constant attention. This is a conversation between you and God. And trust me, He's reading you while you're reading it. Like I said, isn't it amazing, and I've told you before, isn't it confirmed? He said, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. That's Jeremiah 29:13, by the way. And he reconfirmed it again when he said in Jeremiah 33:3, ironic, isn't it? Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Unsearchable. You won't be able to go on your own and find them, but I shall reveal them to you, is basically what he's saying here. But only when you come with all your heart, not part of it, not 55%, not 85%, not 90%, but 10%. You're thinking about when you're going to pick up the kids with all your heart and with all your ways given up so that you can accept it. Didn't he say that I speak in parables, not so that it makes it easier to understand? So many people think that. But what did he say? I speak in parables so that those without eyes to see and without ears to hear will not be able to understand. It's to divide. Didn't he say that also? For I did not come to bring peace, but division. That's the purpose behind the word and the way it's written. Now, I'm going to throw in here another couple of guidelines, I'm going to call them, in reading the scriptures, okay, that go along with this. Has anything that God has ever said, in history through the scriptures and beyond, ever come true? Has anything that the Father has ever said would come true, has it ever once come true? Yes. In fact, flawlessly and every time. Everything that he's ever said would come true has always come true exactly the way that he foretold it and said that it would come true. Now here's part B of that. Has anything that God has said, anything the Father has told us would come true ever once in the history of mankind come true the way that mankind thought it was going to come true? Not once has it. Not one time in the history of man has God said this would come true or this would take place and it come true the way that mankind thought it was going to. I'm not talking about where God talks to his prophet tells people, and then it happens, and of course, he knew it was going to happen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people, by and large, the way they think it's going to happen. And if that's the case, which it is, then you can guarantee that anything that God says, we have to listen to it with his ears and his mind and his heart by giving ours to him. We can't hear it. We can't get the message while we're holding on to our little way of thinking. Makes sense, doesn't it? These are the things that separate our finding, as people talk about, you know, I found Christ, I found God. How did you find him? He was always there. He was just waiting for you to give up yourself. It said many times over, what does he say? To deny yourself. You first have to deny yourself in order to accept him, in order to hear him, in order to take instruction and know the truth. Why would he give us the truth? Even one thing, when we're so busy talking about what we want and the way we think and the way we want things to be. Isn't that what the Hebrews did in the desert that condemned them? Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for this time. I just wanted to do this short little piece to be able to give you an idea as to how to study the Bible, of the things that it requires to be able to read and hear the Word, and not just the words. Search for the Word, and I promise you it shall be given. And always, may you be open to the Father, and may you be blessed. And please have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.